Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and it is just me tonight here on tonight's Dream Takes postgame show after your Houston Rockets lose to the Phoenix Suns in a wildly entertaining game from, I would call it the beginning to the end. The Rockets drop the game tonight inside of Toyota Center, 133-130 to Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. And first of all, we hope everybody watching the show right now had a great Easter weekend. I did have a wonderful weekend, but it's time to get back to talking all things Rockets basketball. First things first, the line in this game, the favorite to win this game, according to Vegas, was the Phoenix Suns by more than 14.5 points, and the Rockets covered, you know, that line in a great way tonight. I mean, the Rockets lose this game by 3 points. The Phoenix Suns are the second best team in the Western Conference, only to the Utah Jazz, who are having, honestly, one of their best regular seasons in, you know, recent memory for sure. But this Phoenix Suns team, you know, to be honest with you, I haven't watched a ton of Phoenix Suns basketball this year, and this is the Dream Take, SB Nation's The Dream Shakes number one podcast. But looking at the grand scheme of things when it comes to this Suns team, I think this team is really good. Do I think they're great? No, I don't. I think you've got two of the best closers in basketball when you're looking at a guy like Devin Booker and a guy like Chris Paul. And those guys tonight combined for 55 points, 11 rebounds, and 17 assists while shooting just a ridiculous percentage from the court. I don't think the Phoenix Suns as a whole play good enough defense to make a title run. I think the Suns are a team that can get out of the first round. I think they can beat whoever they play in the first round. But when you talk about the top cream of the crop in the Western Conference, to me, it starts with the Jazz. I mean, the Jazz are up there. I know the Lakers are banged up right now, but come playoff time, the Lakers are going to be up there. The Clippers are going to be there as well. And so is Denver. I don't know if Phoenix has enough to make it to an NBA championship. I think that they're a year or two away, but the addition of Chris Paul has done nothing but improve their chances. I mean, Chris Paul on that team, it fits like a glove, in the words of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He helps that team run. And looking at the box score tonight, let's start with the Suns so we can get to the Rockets and break down the Rockets box score just a little bit more in depth as everybody continues to file in. And as you find this video, if there's something that you guys want discussed or you have a comment about what we're talking about or want to start a conversation about something with this Rockets team, we at the Dream Take are hopefully your number one stop as the most interactive post-game podcast for the Houston Rockets during the season. So we look forward to hearing from all of you. Looking at the Suns box score, Devin Booker, a ridiculous 36 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists on 11 of 20 from the field, including 6 of 8 from the three-point line. Devin Booker is a monster. Do I think he embellishes contact a little bit? Do I think he's a little bit of a prima donna? Yeah, I do. But that doesn't take away from my opinion that the dude can just flat out play the game of basketball at a very high level. Chris Paul, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. He's 35 years old, and we're not going to go down the rabbit hole of saying how much we miss Chris Paul, but I miss Chris Paul. I wish Chris Paul was still here. Am I excited that Kevin Porter Jr. is here now? Absolutely. But it doesn't make me, when I watch Chris Paul and I start thinking about the great times that we had with Chris Paul, the fact that his Rockets, and yes, I did say his Rockets, Because in 2017, he was the leader of that team and not James Harden. So his Rockets were two games away, or excuse me, one half away in game six of the 2017 Western Conference Finals from going to an NBA championship. And if he doesn't get hurt in that game six, Chris Paul is still a Rocket. James Harden, still a Rocket. And Clint Capella, still a Rocket. So that one injury altered the trajectory of this franchise to, I mean, just unbelievable proportions. Ryan, always good to have you on the show, my man. Best of luck to your Gonzaga Bulldogs. Let's see, DeAndre Ayton. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. DeAndre Ayton, 27 points, 11 rebounds, 10 of 14 from the field. For anybody who wants to have a conversation about Christian Wood as a center, I'll have that conversation any day of the week. Christian Wood is not a center. He's just not. Like, too many times this year, when he goes up against bigger dudes, Carl Anthony Towns. Carl Anthony Towns put Christian Wood in a body bag in that horrible loss with what I called the most embarrassing loss in Rockets franchise history. Tonight, DeAndre Ayton played bully ball with Christian Wood defensively. It just wasn't fair. It's not a detriment to Christian Wood, but too many times this season, Christian Wood gets put into a body bag on the defensive end. And is he a great shot blocker? Yeah, absolutely. He 100% is a great shot blocker. He's not a great rebounder on a night in and night out basis. Do I think he's still hurt from the ankle injury? Yeah, I do. I think that's part of the issue that he's having right now. But I think ultimately, if you were going to put Christian Wood at the center spot, you have to go get him a bona fide, muscle-bound power forward. A guy who just goes and gets rebounds and plays on the defensive end of the court. Because you could see it tonight. Christian Wood, towards the end of the game, wanted nothing to do with the paint. He goes and he plays on the perimeter. Once again, not a terrible thing. It's not a bad thing. But he 100% is not an every game, game in and game out center. Period. End of story. Like, he's a power forward to me. I've said it the entire season. And we've had many conversations. My wonderful co-host and I, Jeremy Brenner, he believes he is a center. I don't believe he is a center. Differing opinions, no problem at all. I believe that the Rockets have to address that this offseason. They have to look at, do I think Kelly Olynyk solves that problem? No, I don't. I love Kelly Olynyk. I hope Kelly Olynyk is a part of this team. I hope they re-sign him. I hope, but it's going to cost him. And would I give Kelly Olynyk, a guy like Kelly Olynyk, 4 years, $50 million? Maybe. I mean, that's pushing it for me. Because Rockets fans, you're going to have to ask yourself this question. Would you rather have John Collins or would you rather have Kelly Olynyk? Can you convince John Collins to be that missing piece on the front line for this Rockets team? Because I think when you go into next season and you look at a front line of, let's say, Christian Wood, John Collins, and Jayshon Tate, because I believe Jayshon Tate is your small forward of the future. I do not believe he's a power forward. I think with his size, he best fits the small forward position. I do not believe he is a power forward. The Rockets have not been able to rebound consistently game in and game out this year. Matt Bullard said it on the broadcast tonight. That is their biggest weakness. They have to find a way to address that this offseason. We'll get to that a little bit more when we get to the Rockets part of the box score. Finishing out, the Suns, Mikal Bridges, really nice player from Villanova, had 20 points and 3 assists. Jay Crowder, 11 points, 3 assists, and 3 rebounds. Cam Johnson, nice player from UNC, 12 points, 4 rebounds, and that was about it. The other thing that you look at with this Suns team, are they deep enough? You know, they play 10 guys, Javon Carter, Cameron Payne, Dario Saric. They all had very minimal roles tonight, but in the playoffs, that Suns team's only going to go probably 7 or 8 deep. That's why I think they're a second round exit team. I don't think they have enough to get past the second round. Let's get to the good guys tonight. Christian Wood, 33 minutes, 23 points, 3 rebounds, 8 of 21 from the field. We talked about his struggles defensively. And that's part of the growing pain. I mean, this kid is, I believe he's 24 or 25 years old. This is a really key offseason for Christian Wood because he has to put on, I would say 15 to 20 pounds of muscle. Get into the weight room. He's too thin. His frame is solid, right? You can tell he's in good shape, obviously. I'm not calling him, you know, out of shape or anything, but he needs to put on that upper body weight to bang with the centers of the West. If you think about the centers that the Rockets are going to be going up against the next 3 to 5 years, you talk about Utah with Rudy Gobert. You talk about Portland. What's his name? Not Vucevic. Portland's got a big guy. I can't remember his name right now. You talk about Denver with Jokic. You talk about the Lakers with Anthony Davis, Montrezl Harrell, and Marc Gasol, who would they have on their team? You talk about, you know, all of these teams have these big guys that Christian Wood has to compete with. And I think that if he does what I think he will do this offseason, I think he'll improve dramatically with his rebounding going into next season, because that's what I'm really looking at, is preparing for next season. The talent is there. There's no doubt. But I feel like an everyday center, or an every game, night in and night out center, he is not. Not at this time. Let's see. Jayshon Tate, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Was the Landry's player of the game this evening. Jayshon Tate is just a lot of fun to watch play the game of basketball. He's a guy that, and his 3-point shot improved tonight, was 3 of 5 from the field. The Rockets, we'll get to the overall stats here in a bit, but shot the ball tremendously tonight. And Kevin Porter Jr., 20 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 of 10 from the field. You could tell that tonight he was more in a playmaking sort of space. Nothing wrong with that. He only shot the ball 10 times. But I would like to see him be a little bit more aggressive offensively, getting shots, up throughout the game. But he had a great game. I mean, he was 1 rebound and 2 assists away from a triple-double. Kelly Olynyk, probably going to be the next jersey that I order. I'm kidding, kind of. But Kelly Olynyk continues to impress when he's on the floor. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. I mean, they played a really good game tonight. I know they lost, but the fans out there, fans like myself, who obviously I want to see them win, guys like Ryan Santoro, you know, all the fans, I feel like a vast majority of the fans that watch this team night in and night out, if you hook them up to a lie detector test, they may say they want the team to lose, you know, so they can get the draft pick. It may be true, but deep down, they hate watching this team lose. But tonight, everybody got what they wanted. The Rockets lost. You improve your draft stock. And they played a really competitive game against a top 2 seed in the West. I mean, what else do you want from this team? And Edwin says it right. He says, I like the fight. I love the fight from the guys tonight. They just don't give up. This is a group of guys that just does not give up. Heading to the bench, Sterling Brown, who should have been starting tonight. Avery Bradley did have a really good game defensively, especially the last possession for the Suns. The one-on-one defense that he played on Devin Booker was really solid. So he played well defensively tonight. Sterling Brown, 16 points off the bench, 6 of 7 from the field, 3 of 3 from the three-point line. The Rockets, this is all a learning experience, you know, a learning experience for this team, right? Like, when you think about this team, you have a bunch of young dudes in Kevin Porter Jr., Jayshon Tate, Christian Wood is still young, KJ Martin, DJ Wilson. All these guys are young, man. They have to identify. If Sterling Brown is 3 of 3 from the three-point line, they have to get him more shots. It's not a negative thing of why I'm bringing it up, but the coaching staff and the players need to they need to do a better job of identifying the hot hand. And the fact that Sterling Brown only got 7 field goal attempts tonight was not acceptable, in my opinion. Ryan says, do you like our new additions? Let me finish out the box score and we'll go over that. DJ Augustine, 11 points, 1 rebound, 6 assists. He does such a great job at controlling the flow of the second unit. Bill Worrell said it tonight on the broadcast, how much he likes the second unit. The fact that they give great energy, that is being captained by DJ Augustine. KJ Martin had a heck of a game tonight. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He had an unbelievable block and a dunk tonight. And KJ Martin got 20 minutes tonight. Those minutes need to continue to go up. KJ Martin is a guy, when he is on the court, his heart and his desire and his motor are infectious to other guys on the court. He's only 19 years old. The more minutes he gets, the better he's going to play. But you can tell that when he is on the court, with how fast he plays at such an incredible pace that other guys on the court feed off of that. So they need to continue to get him some more minutes. But it was good to see him at 20-plus minutes tonight. Another guy who impressed tonight was DJ Wilson. You know, 15 minutes. He only had 2 points, but he had 4 rebounds. He was only 1 of 5 from the field, but you can tell defensively, at 6'10", he's a guy that the Rockets need to use, especially when you look at Kelly Olynyk and Christian Wood. I would not call either one of those guys great defensive big men. I think Christian Wood, like we talked about before, great shot-blocking big man, but a great defensive big man? No, I would not call him that. Kelly Olynyk, same thing. I would call him an above-average offensive player. I think with what he's done with the Rockets has been nothing short of great. But by NBA standards, he's an above-average offensive player. I would call him an average to below-average defensive player. He doesn't have the frame to be a great defensive player. Not his fault. It's just the way he plays the game. Ryan, to answer your question, look, you look at the guys that the Rockets added at the trade deadline with the trade of P.J. Tucker and Victor Oladipo. Avery Bradley played 33 minutes tonight. I think Avery Bradley, if I had to grade his performance as a Rocket thus far, I'd give it a C, a straight C. I think he's done some nice things. I think he's taken too many bad shots on the offensive side of the ball, but I think he's played great defense at times, so I would give that a C. Kelly Olynyk, I mean, I think you have to give that an A. I wouldn't call it an A-plus just because the Rockets, they haven't done a lot of winning since they've acquired these guys, so an A-plus, I would give to a guy or guys that help lead to Rockets victories. I think Kelly Olynyk has done a tremendous job at stabilizing this team. And what do I mean by that? The Rockets, before they acquired the guys that they acquired at the deadline, they were just bad. Like, this was just a really bad team. They were damn near impossible to watch. Now, they're losing games, but they're not getting blown out. They're scoring at a much higher clip. The defense, not always there, but it's getting better. So DJ Augustine, I would give a B-plus to, a B-plus, A-minus in that range. Once again, him captaining the second unit, I think has been great for this team. I'm sure that he's been a great mentor to a guy like Kevin Porter Jr. and Jayshon Tate as well. And then DJ Wilson, I would give a C plus too. I think we haven't seen enough of DJ Wilson. I think he's very raw, but I think that with more time on the court, and that's why I think it's this roster right now is all about looking towards the future. Which guys are going to be a part of this roster, not only for this season, but moving forward? You know, we'll see. So I hope that answers your question, Ryan. Victor Sanchez, thank you for the comment. If we land the number one pick, would you trade John Wall and attach both a pick or both first round picks and draft Cade Cunningham, Porter Tate? Okay, so you're asking me if we get the number one pick, draft Cade Cunningham. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. None of that has changed for me. Cade Cunningham, I think, is a franchise altering type of guy. I think a combination of Cade Cunningham, Jayshon Tate, KJ Martin Jr., and Kevin Porter Jr. with Christian Wood, like that's a nasty five potentially. Very, very young, very inexperienced, but a whole lot of potential. If we land number two pick, go sign John Collins, draft Mobley, Wall, Porter, Collins, Wood, Mobley. My thoughts. Look, if we were to do that, Victor, honestly, I would have a really hard time deciding between Evan Mobley, the big guy out of USC, and I would have a hard time picking between Mobley and Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs, from what everybody I'm sure saw with his game-winning shot, the game-winning shot against UCLA. Jalen Suggs, I think, is a heck of a ball player. I've talked about this before. This offseason, to me, it's John Collins or bust to me. I do not believe, looking at the free agency class, that there's another franchise-altering move like a John Collins for the Rockets. He is downright, could be a difference maker. He could be a game changer. Because all of a sudden, you get that rebounding forward that you so desperately need. He's an all-star. He's a guy that's got great size. And all of a sudden, your roster is built from there, right? You look at a guy like, so let's say you sign John Collins, right? Let's say you get the number one pick and you sign John Collins. Your starting five looks like, if they draft Cade Cunningham, I think John Wall is gone because he no longer serves a real purpose on the team. Let's say you do all of those things. Your starting five next year could be Cade Cunningham, Kevin Porter Jr., Jayshon Tate at the three, John Collins at the four, and Christian Wood at the five. Like, are you kidding me? That's a playoff team. That is a downright playoff team. Now, the problem, if you do all of those things, is I don't know if you're going to be able to re-sign Kelly Olynyk. The Rockets' new acquisitions, Ryan, Daquan Jeffries, and Brooks from, is it Brooks? His name is the guy who went to the University, Armani Brooks, went to the University of Houston. I like Armani Brooks. I think I don't know enough about Daquan Jeffries just yet. That move just happened today. Haven't had a chance to take a look at it. So on my next show on Friday, I'll have a much more in-depth look at Daquan Jeffries. Armani Brooks, I'm really excited about from the University of Houston. Great shooter. I mean, the dude is a flat-out shooter. I think he needs to, he's another guy, hit the weight room, put some more weight on. I think he could be a guy. He's replacing Ben McLemore. And I haven't done a show since the Rockets released Ben McLemore. So I know my boy Jeremy Brenner is going to be really upset by that. But Ben McLemore really made no more sense being on this roster. The Rockets have gone in a completely new direction and allow Ben McLemore to go sign, you know, with another playoff team. But I think Armani Brooks getting that Ben McLemore role as just a pure shooter, just see what you have. Love the move in that aspect, because now if you're a fan watching these games night in and night out, you're looking for the progression of guys like Jayshon Tate, Kevin Porter Jr., DJ Wilson, Christian Wood, all of these types of guys. That's what you're looking for, and that's what you need in order to consider this season a success. Because quite honestly, from the win-loss column, it's obviously a failure. But in season, if Silas can do what he was, in my opinion, brought here to do, which is develop the talent that he has on this roster, I think the Rockets are going to be in good shape going into the offseason. And a lot will hinge on John Collins' decision on leaving Atlanta, which I do believe he will do and test the free agency market. The Rockets should be at the front of the line there. Angelito, Big fan of the show. Appreciate you always tuning in. Kelly Olynyk is a keeper. I agree. I would love to re-sign him. And I feel like if John Collins does not come here, then signing Kelly Olynyk is a no-brainer. But if you get John Collins, I think you may price yourself out of Kelly Olynyk. The way he's playing right now, I believe there are going to be not only a couple of suitors, I think there are going to be a lot of suitors on the free agency market. And he's going to get a contract. I would be shocked if it's not north of $10 million a year. I think right around 4 years, $40 to $50 million for Kelly Olynyk will be what he gets. But I would love to keep him. I absolutely would love to keep him. Once again, we are nearing the end of our game recap show here on SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take podcast, the number one podcast for The Dream Shake. The Rockets lose this evening at home to the Phoenix Suns, 133 to 130. Harvey Lee comments and says Wood needs another partner down low to help in the paint. Wood can't get his shot off sometimes because they don't have to double inside. Harvey, great comment. For a lot of reasons, Christian Wood needs that guy. The perfect guy for me, and he's an all-star this year for the Knicks, when he was available, the Rockets should have gone and gotten Julius Randle. Julius Randle would have been the absolute perfect type of guy to put next to Christian Wood. And look, Angelito, you know, throwing some comments down about Steven Silas. Steven Silas is a first-year head coach. Like, if there is anybody that is screaming from the rooftops to fire Silas after this year, no. I'm not saying Angelito. I'm not saying that's what you're saying. But I've seen people ask the question. I think there's a difference between asking the question about Silas, is he the guy? I've seen enough from Silas that, to me, he's the right guy for the job. He's the guy. The Rockets team is not playing as hard as they are right now without being led in the right direction by Steven Silas and company. I will say this. Next season, I would like to see the assistants on this team get an upgrade. Jeff Hornacek does nothing for me. I love John Lucas, but I would like to see the Rockets go after some more former players to get on staff. I know they have Dzange Diop. I would like to see maybe one or two more players on staff because I think it's going to be vitally important for as young as they're going to go. I feel like they're going to respond much better to a former player than they would a guy like Jeff Hornacek. Jeff Hornacek played in the league. He is an ex-player, but I think he's so far removed from what the typical player is in today's NBA. I really don't know how much value he adds. So maybe if you swap out a guy like Jeff Hornacek for, what would you guys think about bringing in Rafer Alston to be on the coaching staff? I know he's expressed some interest in being a coach. I think that would go a long way on this coaching staff. Just something I thought about. I would love to see that type of move coaching-wise going into next season. Let's take a look at the Rockets' next couple games here. Certain programming note for people watching the video right now and listening to the show the next couple days. Wednesday night, the Rockets will be hosting the Dallas Mavericks. That postgame show will be available on Locker Room featuring Jeremy Brenner. On Friday, the Rockets are at the Clippers. We're going to have a very late night on Friday and Saturday. Friday night against at the Clippers, you will have me here on Facebook right after that game. And then on Saturday, the Rockets are at the Warriors, and that postgame show will be on Locker Room as well. So we're going to do Facebook, Locker Room for the next couple games. So with all that being said, this has been an episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take podcast. Make sure to follow the mothership, The Dream Shake on Facebook. You've already found it here, but look us up on Facebook at The Dream Shake. You can follow The Dream Shake on Twitter at DreamShakeSBN. While you're on Twitter, make sure to give this podcast Twitter account a follow at The Dream Take. My personal Twitter is at BSW_MB. Also, while you're on Twitter, make sure to throw my talented co-host, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, a follow at JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much to everybody who chose to spend your Monday evening with me here on Facebook talking all things Houston Rockets. Once again, your unhappy score from inside of Toyota Center. The Phoenix Suns, 133. The Rockets, 130. Until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets!